and welcome to Raise a Glass, a podcast where we talk about the stories and storytellers that shape us. My name is Eric Lintola.
And I am Hunter Danson.
Yet again, Hunter, we are sharing the same couch, and we have the same thing in our glasses.
That's right. We have a Guinness.
Oh, that's nice.
Tastes like a Guinness. Mm-hmm. Appropriate post High Kings drink.
Yeah, I don't know the order in which these will be released, but the order in which we're recording them, this is our sixth and final episode that we're doing in about a 32-hour span.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've also hung out in between.
Yeah, and we slept.
We haven't just been working.
It's been so much fun.
It's been.
I think we both far exceeded our expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. So to me, I'm really excited about where we're ending. So we're ending this night late. Oh, I guess it's the next day right now. Mm-hmm. Early in the morning with.
Friday,
with a Nintendo 64, and I feel like it's fitting because I spent so many nights in sleepovers playing the Nintendo 64 until very, very late or very early. We did as well, even in college too.
Yes, we did.
It's I think ultimately. A system created to socialize and have parties. Like, have fun with people. Mm. And I think that's something that that Nintendo has done better than any other system.
Yeah.
Yeah, any other systems just throughout its entire history. Think about the Wii and
mm-hmm.
the Switch in comparison to the PlayStations and the Xboxes. I mean, obviously you can still play games together on those other systems, but
yeah,
Nintendo is like the games are created for the interaction and user, you know, piece. And so we're actually going to start with probably what the most famous.
I don't know.
Of at least party games.
Perhaps.
In the original Super Smash Bros. Now, Hunter, did you play a lot of Super Smash growing up?
No, I did not. You know, I did. My closest friends did not have Nintendo systems, so
okay.
I didn't get a whole lot of Smash. Occasionally, I think I didn't really play it until like high school.
Okay.
And Maybe like once or twice I encountered it. I knew about Smash.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But I never had it. I never had access to it. So.
Yeah. Well, this little bit of context, Super Smash Bros. If you don't know, it's a game where you're different Mario characters, or characters, you know, from. You know, Kirby is one of them, Star Fox, Samus, Pikachu, Captain Falcon, Donkey Kong. And you're fighting each other on different maps to, you know, be the last one standing. Mm-hmm. And there's been an iteration for each of the systems after it. And yeah. I know for a while many people thought that Super Smash Brothers on the Wii was the best of the first three.
Not the Melee?
Melee, yeah. Super Smash Bros. Melee.
This is on the GameCube.
Oh, yeah, on the GameCube. Oh, my goodness.
Actually, you know what's funny? I lied. I had a GameCube. The GameCube was like my first.
I forgot about the GameCube.
Gaming system.
My goodness.
But I didn't have like a single Nintendo game.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't have Super Smash Bros. Melee or like the Kirby game? Crazy.
No, I had Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
I love it. Well, let me share a little bit about what this game and really what's super about what the Nintendo means to me. Because yes, I think about it as a party system, but that's not how it was introduced to me. So this is a system that my brother and sister got when I was probably six. And so they would spend time playing with their friends and playing with each other and I would watch them. And so this is actually part of where I grew my love for watching people play sports or play games. Is just being too young to play. And when my brother passed away, it's one of the things I have that like reminds me of him. And in fact, one of the games that I did not bring today, but means a lot to me, Donkey Kong 64. Like the progress is still saved.
Oh, wow.
I think from where my brother and sister got to. And along with another game that we'll get to in just a moment. But I felt like it was inappropriate to play Nintendo 64 without bringing on Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
It's not a game that I love. I enjoy it. But it's not my go-to game. But here, we'll do a quick... a stock. I always rather play the stock than time. It's like five lives. Are you more of a time guy?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, let me just do handicap items switch.
Man, there has never been a controller like the N64 controller, and I don't think there ever will be.
What is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's both. I mean, it's really unique. Like, I feel like if you don't know how to use it, you pick it up and you don't know how to hold it because it has the three things.
Yeah, you really got to get your left hand with the joystick.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put them on just level three.
Okay.
And then randomize the map. So we've got all the things. All the maps showing. So, like, I've beaten the hand on different levels and had one of my friends, when I couldn't do it, help me along the way. You know, we'll just kind of randomize it. There's a lot of ones that mean things to me.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite one?
Favorite? Not this one. We'll do... The Largest Map, which is a map that I really enjoyed. It's Zelda's map.
My goodness.
So a few things about about the N64 that I really enjoyed, and about this game that I really enjoyed. One, I could actually jump. Which I've had a lot of difficulty trying to figure out how to jump in some of the other ones. But I also, when I first started playing this game, I absolutely loved playing as, what's his name? As Link.
That's funny, because I would always go to Link for my choice. Of character.
I forgot how to jump. Not jump. Run. Come on. Stay alive. Stay alive. Yes!
Hey, I got Pikachu.
Oof. 175. Boom! I just found a heart, which brought me back to zero health, zero damage, and then I got the star.
Oh, so now you're invincible?
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Boom. So we're doing stock, you know, which, I don't know. I always enjoyed it more. But I could see how other people... Dang it. So after being Link, the next one I came to love was Luigi. Oh, I just got flown off the map. You know that stupid tornado that shows up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like, I barely play it, but I do know how to up B. At least I know the concept of up B.
Oh my goodness. Hunter, you just said that. Do you know what that reminded me of?
Yes, I do know. I was wondering if which one of us was going to bring it up first.
So one of the guys that was, I don't know, I think a mentor is right to say.
Mm-hmm.
To both of us in college. This guy named Bo Bryans. And one of the things he was, he kind of made some internet fame for is starting dubbing of songs. Or his, he would do, my goodness, what's the right wording? What am I trying to say, Hunter?
Parodies.
Parodies. And he did one.
What the?
Ha ha! I killed him. With Super Smash Bros. What was it to? Up B.
It was to CeeLo Green's Forget You, which is actually a great song. What the?
You're not doing well. Oh, wait, no, that wasn't you.
Well, I haven't played Smash in a very long time. And I've played it maybe... Oh, what?
Dang it. You just hit me off the map. I'm just trying to get the heart to stay alive. Maybe we can link that one in the show notes.
Yeah, no, it's so much fun. Flying up the stage, playing Super Smash, and I'm like, upbeat. This level on computer is surprisingly tough, and I'm like, upbeat. Jump, jump, C-stick.
One of the things I loved about the original Super Smash is how...
So you're just trying to go for me now.
Of course I'm trying to go for you. Is how effective the throwing is. Really? The tornado threw me off the map again.
I think we should gang up on the computer.
I'm up for that. Oh, there's a Snorlax. Run! Oh. Man, see that? 7 kills? Dark KOs, knockouts. So that's, you know, that's Super Smash. It's a really fun game. It's great to play with other people. It's really fun on a small map to just see people just continually fall off.
Yeah.
And the one player version of it is actually, it's not too bad. You can kind of go through on different levels with different characters to eventually fight the hand.
Mm-hmm.
And win new characters, win new levels, plan different difficulties. But unsurprising, I'm sure I spent very little time playing one part player. Because N64 to me is about being with people.
Yeah.
Which leads me to my next game.
Okay.
Which I enjoy even more than Super Smash. Kind of bringing these games out in terms of how much fun I find them. Let's see if we can get a good... Where'd the remote go? Oh. One of the challenges of the N64 is the...
Trying to get it to actually turn on. I don't know if the restart button ever worked on anybody's. Oh, here we go. I don't think blowing cartridges actually ever helped anything. In fact, I think I saw something once that was like, here's what a cartridge looks like when people blow in it all the time. Here's what it looks like when people don't. It was like a corroded cartridge versus one that looked fine. But I think the way that these the games were created makes them practically indestructible. Although also very frustrating. So the game the second game I brought to us today is James Bond GoldenEye. In many ways, I think the grandfather of modern first person shooter games. This game is what really kind of brought that next level
to consoles.
To consoles, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And again, like, I didn't do the one player version of this. Like, the things, I think everything's unlocked, but everything's unlocked because of what my brother and I think to a lesser degree my sister did. And so when I came along to N64 into this game, I spent my time playing through all the levels on random. With friends, right, and just playing multiplayer, trying to see all the, yeah, you can see, got all the cheat options pretty much, just to see what would happen. How about this? All guns, DK mode, paintball mode, some of my favorites. Sometimes I used to randomly do these. So all guns means we can find anything on there. And then DK mode means that our heads are huge. I want to be Jaws, but he always scared me, as did Odd Job. It'll be Natalia.
I've heard that if you choose a hand job, it's unfair.
Yeah, because you're so much shorter. Haha, headshot! Sorry.
I didn't have any ammo.
Oh, sorry. Let me know when you get some ammo, and then I'll come show you.
Yeah. Later we play Halo.
We're going to play against each other in Halo? We never played against
After
each other.
Playing this? Yes.
What is this? We're friends. Nothing wrong with a little friendly competition.
Well, it's not exactly fair.
Well, I almost never beat anybody in any video game ever. What? It's so hard not to screen creep in this game.
There we go.
Yeah. You have a rocket launcher now.
Yeah.
Run!
What? Oh, the
flames. Did you kill yourself? The number of times I've done that is embarrassing. Longest innings, most honorable. You can always see random things. This game is best with four players.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then it can seem like a jerk move, just like one person being better, getting the better weapon, taking somebody down. But I remember spending so much time like randomizing some of the cheat codes or the weapons so that you ended up only with like your hands. You're trying to karate chop each other, or like we can do maybe one right out here. Can we change the weapon? I love playing with just either just like landmines, or just like grenades, or with just throwing knives.
Okay,
because it just made things ridiculous. Yeah, go to try to do just the throwing knives. Yeah, and then start, because it just becomes ridiculous. You're just picking up knives and like trying to like hit the other person with them. We're both like walking around just holding knives in our hand. We were standing on opposite sides of a doorway.
What?
I don't know. I somehow got you in the head. I don't know. I don't understand. Turns out throwing knives are pretty deadly. So, did you run past me? Or is there another way out of this room? Ah!
What? Why do they kill me in one hit? They don't kill you.
It's because you've got a bigger head than I do.
Oh, that's...
It probably is.
That's fair. Like...
Oh. Ah, you got me.
Jeez.
You killed me. You feel better now?
Not really. I don't even know what I did differently.
So that's GoldenEye. The solo parts of it are actually pretty fun too.
Oh, I know. I know about GoldenEye, and I know about the story and the campaign.
It was one of the best games on the N64.
Yeah,
and I think it really helped open up an entire genre of gameplay that has really, in many ways, been perfected over the last few systems.
Mm-hmm.
So I always have fun doing it, and this is a game that I think is fun to play, even if, regardless of your thoughts on James Bond, which I know, especially some of the older James Bonds are, for many reasons, not as beloved as they used to be. So we're going to enter then into the third game, which is Mario Kart 64. Mario Kart 64 is my favorite game. And it's not for the main reason. Right? When people think about Mario Kart 64, what they typically think about is the races. Right?
Uh-huh.
But my favorite part about Mario Kart 64 is actually... the balloon popping games. There it is, first try. It's not the first try.
Yeah, I love Mario Kart. This is my favorite N64 game too.
Okay. So you spend a lot of time playing this?
Well, I never owned it, so not as much. But it's probably the one that I've played the most.
Always loved Luigi.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite map or cup?
I don't know. I like this. I like Rainbow Road.
Yeah, Rainbow Road is such a long road, though.
I know. It
takes forever to get through. But actually, I like DK's Jungle Parkway, the first of that group, the Lemos. I cannot stand the Banshee Boardwalk.
Oh, yeah.
The one with all the stupid bats. The bats hit you off the map all the time. Let's go with the Star Cup. I think that's a fun one. It's challenging, but it's not the hardest. And so there's two parts of Mario Kart. There's the races. Boom! I got the speed thing.
Oh, I've been playing a different game. But...
here we go. I'm a Luigi. Dang it, I just missed all of the question marks. Really? You just hit me from first to fourth place.
Oh, sorry.
You're not sorry.
I want to win one of these. I love racing games. They're really kind of a kryptonite for me. Because I race. I do racing sports. Oh, dang it. That's not the right controller. How do you send it backwards?
You push your arrow back and you hit Z. Or you race Z. I'm actually not a big fan of racing sports. Racing games.
I like being Peach. Yeah, that's what I've settled on.
Why do you like Peach?
I like Peach... because she's a girl. There's a lot of boy characters. I like the idea of Peach beating all the boys. I also like the way she drives. Her handling.
Oh, no! Oh, I hit the wall. Probably from first to, like, last place.
First to fourth. Yeah, that is the frustrating thing about Mario Kart. Oh, how did I miss it? It can sometimes feel quite out of your control.
Yeah.
Even if you run a good race. Somebody can hit the lightning right as you jump.
Oh no!
So that you aren't able to make it over the jump in first place.
No, I'm so sorry. No, I did not mean that.
You're not sorry.
I am sorry that I got you into last place.
I was winning too. I was about to win.
Oh, I feel so terrible.
That's fair. That's expected.
I think in Mario Kart, it is actually dangerous to be in first place for most of the race. At least in the original version. Because, like, they just... in the last 30 seconds of most races, or 15 seconds, they'll just ruin whoever's been in first place for most of it. I am so sorry, Hunter. I really am. I did not know. I was not purposely trying to destroy you. I was just trying to get to first.
That's what I get for trying to win. Wanting to win.
Oh, this one's so hard. I guess we're in the ice race now. And the stupid penguins. This one is so hard in 150cc.
Remember when I won that 150cc cup? It was Rainbow Road Cup. And I won it. I don't even know how.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Yes, that is hard.
It was on this N64.
Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like they just put them right in your way.
Penguins?
Yeah.
100%.
On purpose.
That is exactly what they do. Oh! Dang it. I got Bowser with the turtle shell right after he crossed the line. And so he beat me.
It's amazing how you can go from first to the fifth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take 3 seconds.
Yep.
I actually hate Bowser's Castle.
Oh, it's one of the worst levels. I agree. All right. We need to face our fears in order to to overcome them. That sound deep?
Sure.
No! So, now that we've just finished the Star Cup, unfortunately, neither of us won it.
Mm-hmm.
Bowser won it. But we came in second and third. Which, you know, feels good enough, given
I did not play well.
It's been a while since both of us played. And then there's the weird flying fish that spews out the trophy. It's always kind of creepy.
How did I think of this stuff?
I told you about my first experience with Airbnb.
No.
I was in Italy with some friends studying abroad, and we all had our little burner phones for Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend who did the Airbnb said, like, hey, can you talk with the Airbnb person? Because we were at this beautiful place in Florence, looking over, in Livorno, Italy, looking over the Mediterranean, but there was no water. And so I kid you not, I called on my phone the guy who owned the place, whose name was either Luigi or Mario, and I was talking with him while trying to manage trying to turn the plumbing on in the basement of this Airbnb. It's like my first experience with Airbnb was talking with a guy named Mario about plumbing. So we just jumped into what has become one of my favorites. It was always one of my favorites of Mario Kart, is doing the battles. And I always loved the block fort. My friend Chris and I used to make the bottom of the block fort just like a mine of flying turtle shells and question mark boxes and bananas, and just try to see what would happen as we drove around. It was always fun when he could get on top and try to, like, snipe somebody.
Mm. Oh.
Did he hit yourself with the red turtle shell?
No.
Okay, no. So, at the end of each battle, it'll kind of, like, show you the amount of, like, battles you've won. And my friends and I used to get it to be like, we'd be like 15-7 or something. We just keep playing it just because it was just all about having fun and kind of passing some time. And it is definitely well past our time to be asleep right now. And thanks for taking some time to play the N64. I know that these are games that you're not as familiar with as I am in playing, and so even though it's been a while for both of us, I had a much higher floor than you probably do. And yeah, this is just bringing back a lot of great memories. The couch games we mm-hmm. talked about with PS2. I think Nintendo does it better than anybody else. For the sake of having fun. Maybe not as competitive as far as
it's very competitive. Melee is incredibly competitive.
Yeah, well, sorry, I meant competitive like online.
Wow.
Type things. But yes. Now everybody has their favorite characters in Melee, especially with the GameCube. But it's a great, I don't think it's appropriate for us to talk about game systems and how they can impact, how they the stories kind of impact our lives without giving time for the N64. For me, this is the most most formative game system outside of maybe the Game Boy Color.
Hmm.
And this game, Mario Kart, is the game that I'll go back to hopefully for decades to come, to have fun. My wife is terrible at it, so she doesn't enjoy playing it. But I think the battle is just, to me, always fun. Because some part of it is not skill-based. Some of it's just being in the right space at the right time. Depends on how you play it.
Yeah. I think that's where we differ. Because I like the race a lot. Mm-hmm. I do not enjoy the battle as much.
Yeah. I think most people are in your camp. But for me, we almost turned the battle into like a collaborative battle, the way that I used to play it.
Yeah.
And now I want to give, a special notes to two games that I did not bring. The first is DK64, Donkey Kong 64.
Mm-hmm.
Donkey Kong 64 has an amazing and incredibly challenging solo player game. All about collecting the most bananas. Right, the bananas. And it is very challenging. But they also have a battle version of it, or within the game, like, that actually is very comparative to James Bond.
Mm.
But you're playing as Chunky Kong with, you know, shooting pineapples, or as Wacky Kong shooting grapes, or as Diddy Kong shooting peanuts, or as Donkey Kong shooting coconuts, you know. And it's just very funny, because you can jump off things and swim in the water, and it's a really, really great game, I think, in both those spaces. And I think that battle part of it is really underrated. And then the other one, which is the game that I know you've played it with me. The game that I invite people to if they are terrible at games. It's WWF Wrestling. And yeah. It is the definition of a button mashing game. And half the time the buttons you're doing don't work.
More than half the time.
And it is entirely in my mind about having fun and laughing at how ridiculous everything is.
Mm-hmm.
And I've spent a lot of time laughing with friends over that one and bonding. Because it really takes skill out of the equation. I can do better, a little bit better than most people just because I've played it so much. But it's really, it's marginal in comparison to what it should be given how many hours I've spent playing it. And so, you know, the N64 gives me joy. It reminds me of really great moments in my life. It also is always a reminder of my brother,
mm-hmm.
and of you know, that entire piece of my life that I don't have. And so it's a system that will stay close to me, and I'm hoping to be able to pass on some of those great, you know, 30 seconds of joy moments to my kids. Because I think if this joy aspect of video games is lost, then much of what I see as the biggest benefit of video games won't exist.
Mm-hmm.
That time together, that time laughing, having fun, pointing out something ridiculous and funny and frustrating and putting your hands in the air and going on. Like, that to me is a special time.
Well, thank you for bringing the N64. I'm sorry for not being the best sport. But that is one aspect of video games. They can sometimes bring out the worst in you.
Yeah.
Especially when you play games that the other person is much better at and has a distinct advantage in.
Whatever. You just chose a character with a bigger head.
Well, I didn't know that.
Neither did I. if we were doing the small-headed version of it, we'd still be trying to hit each other.
Sure, sure. But, but at the end of the day, you can't blame the game. Even though I think a lot of people end up doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I know I do it all the time.
Me too.
But
should have seen my Madden control, my PS2 controllers after playing Madden. And I literally just stopped playing it. I had to cut myself off from it in the PS2 because it was bringing out behaviors that I didn't feel like that didn't exist anywhere else in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't want this in my life. It seems to be done.
Yeah. Any final words to close out our time with the N64?
Or maybe this. I'm a Luigi, number one. It's-a me, Mario. Yahoo!